Assisted by two small children, Pope Benedict XVI today released two small doves from the open window of the papal apartment in the Apostolic Palace, in a traditional gesture marking the end of the month for peace. Scores of thousands of pilgrims braved unpromising skies and late January chill to be with the Holy Father in St. Peter's Square, where on Sunday, after the Angelus prayer, the Pope released the two doves, ancient symbols of concord and reconciliation, at the end of the Children's Month for Peace, annually observed in the first month of the year.
Caro Pap, siamo i ragazzi dell'Azione Cattolica di Roma.
The Cardinal Vicar of the Rome Diocese, Camillo Ruini, accompanied 5,000 children belonging to Italy's Catholic Action from Rome's Piazza Navona to St. Peter's Square, where they sang enthusiastically and cheered as Pope Benedict appeared in the window to greet the faithful and lead them in the Angelus prayer.
Saluto con grande affetto i bambini, i ragazzi dell'Azione Cattolica di Roma.
When the Pope and the faithful had finished reciting the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, the Holy Father spoke to the gathered children, calling them his dear little friends and encouraging them to continue on the road that Jesus has shown to us, the way to build true peace. This Sunday also marked the World Day for those suffering from leprosy, begun 55 years ago by the French missionary and spiritual son of Blessed Charles de Foucault, Raoul Follereau.
A tutte le persone che soffrono per questa malattia,
to all those who suffer from leprosy and all those who work to ease their suffering, the Pope assured his special prayers. In remarks before the Angelus prayer, the Holy Father said this Sunday's Gospel reading from the Gospel according to Matthew recounts the beginning of our Lord's public ministry, in which Christ proclaims, "The kingdom of God is at hand."
Dio regna nel mondo mediante il suo figlio fatto uomo.
The Pope told the gathered faithful, the novelty of Christ's message is that God is at hand in Christ who has come, that God rules in our midst, as Christ's healing miracles testify. Wherever Christ goes, said Pope Benedict, there the Creator Spirit brings life, and people are healed of their sickness in body and spirit. The Lordship of God manifests itself in the integral healing of human being.
Il volto del vero Dio.
The Holy Father also offered greetings to the pilgrim faithful in many languages, including English.
I greet all the English-speaking visitors present at Todes Angelus. In this Sunday's Gospel, we hear how Jesus called his first apostles. At once, they left everything and followed him. We too are called to be disciples of Jesus. Let us be ready to offer ourselves generously and wholeheartedly in his service. Upon all of you here today, and upon your families and loved ones at home, I invoke God's abundant blessings.